And business has been interrupted in the more than 200 art galleries in New York's Chelsea neighborhood. Many of them were flooded by Hurricane Sandy, and gallery owners are only now getting a full picture of their losses. John Kalish reports.
Chelsea is the most important of New York's several art districts, and as one dealer here put it, Sandy brought the neighborhood to its knees. Much of Chelsea is below sea level, so when the Hudson River overflowed, many of the galleries were inundated. 2 weeks after the storm, nobody knows how many millions of dollars worth of art has been damaged or lost, but that total is at least in the tens of millions. Christiana Fisher is the president and CEO of the AXA Art Insurance Corporation.
The effect is so strong because so many galleries are in a very, very small, defined area. I think that thousands of works were affected.
Fisher estimates her company will pay out $40 million to cover damaged or ruined art and to rebuild flooded exhibition spaces. Chelsea's streets and sidewalks have been crowded with construction crews rebuilding waterlogged gallery walls and trucks carting off damaged artworks for conservators, who are said to be in great demand but short supply. Gallery owners are rethinking the wisdom of storing art in their basements, and AXA's Fisher says their insurance policies may change in the coming months.
This might result in adjustments to premiums. This might result in adjustments to coverages that we're not willing to provide. Or we say, yes, we're willing to insure you, but you will guarantee to us that when a notice of a storm comes, you move the art out of harm's way.
Art dealers have created a $250,000 fund to aid damaged galleries. For NPR News, I'm John Kalish in New York.